Okay, now. Hello. Now, darling, let me just tell you something.
Coming to you from Savannah, Georgia, the man who has more rules than Moses, this is Honestly with Paul Reed. Honestly with Paul Reed is sponsored by Financial Architects of the Lowcountry, proudly serving the families and businesses of Savannah since 2010. OMG, Paul Reed. I cannot believe the response that you have gotten over the last not even 24 hours. What do you think about it?
Well, I tell you what, Eric, you know, it's funny. People have always loved Paul Reed, and I am just so grateful for that because I love everybody, and it just brings so much joy to my life to see that so many people are responding positively to this and that they want to hear my thoughts on the way things should be done and the way things are, the way we handle things and the way things should be decorated or planned. And, you know, it's funny because one of my father's coworkers has always said, everybody loves Paul Reed. And so I just want to thank y'all for the love that you're showing, because I love all of you and I'm so grateful to be here, and I'm glad that y'all are listening, and hopefully y'all are taking notes and following the Paul Reed way, because you know that it is the best way.
Well, Paul, I guess probably the biggest highlight for you was the text message I shared with you from Judy, that you now have all of her linen, napkins,
and cloths. Listen, y'all, Eric's mother, Miss Judy Davidson from Columbus, Georgia. Excuse me, technically, that her and Mr. Davidson live in Upatoy. She has finally said that she wants to give me all of her linen, napkins, and tablecloths because neither one of her children want them. Now, I cannot honestly believe that neither Eric nor Kelly would want those. But that's okay. I'm going to gladly take them, and I will use them, and they will be well cared for. So, Judy, we thank you, and we love you.
Well, Paul, you know, we have gotten such a good response. I actually got phone calls from people myself telling me how much they enjoyed it. So,
well, that just means so much to me.
I think what I'd like to do is to give the people more. Apparently, that's what they're looking for. So, today, we're going to hit on probably the topic that you had the best response on, or the most people responding, was on dressing for
weddings. People want to know what Paul Reed thinks is the best thing to do. And I'm going to tell you, this topic is important to me. You know, many of you probably don't know this, but for those of you that know me well, you know that I spent the very early part of my career doing high-end luxury weddings and events. And weddings have always just been something that I have just loved. You know, the pomp and circumstance, Paul Reed loves him some pomp and circumstance. I just like things that are done formal and things that have a lot of flair to them. The details matter. And let me tell you this, I used to tell my clients this all the time. No taught designer is ever that great. It's the designers like myself that are born with natural talent that are the best. You get the best product from those people. So I was so blessed over the years to be hired to do so many wonderful events. And so weddings have always just had a special place in my heart. And I have seen people show up in literally everything from flip-flops to furs. And you know that I think if you're going to be out there, as my friend Jake Becker says, twisting and twirling on that dance floor, you better be looking your best. And you better be dressed the appropriate way.
So with that, and as we kind of talked a little bit about what you wanted to discuss on today's episode, we did say that weddings, it's a pretty big, broad topic. And today in today's society, People get married at various times and even on various days. But for today's episode, we're going to stay in a more traditional Saturday wedding, but we are going to address, there's kind of four different times that you wanted to talk about.
That's right.
For a Saturday wedding. So if you are going to a wedding this weekend or this summer, if you have a child that's maybe getting married and so you're planning that wedding, Paul Reed's rules for a Saturday wedding and how you should dress. And so we're going to start, if the wedding, Paul, is at 5:30 on a Saturday, what am I going to wear?
Okay. If you get an invitation in your mail and the wedding is going to be at 5 o'clock or 5:30, then you are going to wear a nice dark suit, gentlemen. Ladies, that would tell me that it's cocktail attire. It is, in fact, in the evening. It is, you know, after 5 o'clock. So I would put on a nice cocktail dress. Don't show up at that wedding looking like the Divine Miss M in your boa and your floor-length gown with your 6-inch stilettos. This is not the drag show at Club One. This is a wedding. This is a ceremony, a religious ceremony. Look appropriate. You know, there's nothing more that just gets in my craw than when I show up to a wedding and there are other people there that just do not get the clue. It just burns me up. So, if you go into a wedding and it's at 5 o'clock, I don't care if it's outside, I don't care if it's in the park, or if it's at the church. The bottom line is that is one of the most important moments in that particular couple's life. It doesn't matter if they're gay or straight. You're going to go and you're going to act the right way and you're going to be dressed properly. So if it's outside, I know it's hot here in Savannah and in the South, and we're all going to be sweating in those dark suits. Trust me, I told somebody the other day, there's nothing worse than sitting outside at a wedding and the lining of your suit is sticking to you. I know it. Get you some powder and keep moving. But let me just tell you, make sure you look nice. Put on a nice dark suit. That includes a bow tie or a regular necktie, gentlemen, with a nice dress shirt. Don't let me see you show up with a suit and an Oxford dress shirt with the collar that buttons down. That is not for a suit. That is a regular sport shirt. Do not do it. Y'all Southern boys, I know y'all like to do that. Y'all like to show up, put on your little Oxford dress shirt that your mama got you when you were a senior in high school for your pictures. Now you 25, you still wearing that dress shirt. I know it. And y'all gonna have that collar buttoned down and you gonna think you look like Harrison Ford. Well, let me tell you something. You don't. Do not do a button-down Oxford under a suit.
All right, so that's 5:30.
It's 5 or
now,
5:30.
Now, 30 minutes later makes a difference.
30 minutes makes a difference, Eric.
So 6 o'clock, what am I wearing?
Well, 6 o'clock, if the invitation does not state what you wear, and I'm just going to be honest, if you're doing it the Paul Reed way, the invitation should state black tie or black tie optional. Now, I have been to a wedding that was black tie optional at 5:30, but I don't think that's as common. But if you're getting married at 6 o'clock, that 30-minute window makes a difference. You need to get out your tuxedo. If it says black tie optional, well, it's just because the couple was trying to be kind to their relatives from the country who don't have a tuxedo. But I'm just going to tell y'all, that's not an excuse in Paul Reed's book, because I'm going to give y'all a tip that will make the difference. Friends, let me tell you, Steinmart is your friend, gentlemen. You can go to Steinmart and purchase a Ralph Lauren black suit grade tuxedo, not polyester like you rent from Simon's, not Men's Warehouse polyester. We not gonna do that. We're going to get a suit grade tuxedo. You can get a suit grade Ralph Lauren designer tuxedo for around $125. That is not breaking the bank here. Okay? In addition to that tuxedo that you've gone to Steinmark and you've gotten for around $125, you're also going to get a tuxedo shirt. I do not want to see anybody showing up to that wedding with their Oxford shirt on or their regular white dress shirt. Get you a tuxedo formal shirt. And I know that in this day and time, tuxedos have really taken a turn. And guys are not wearing the pleated shirts, even though that is a Paul Reed approved shirt. I will make an allowance for the shirts that are not pleated, as long as it is a white formal shirt. I don't want to see you in a regular white dress shirt from Brooks Brothers or from wherever you get it from.
Now, Paul, let me interrupt you and ask you the $64,000 question when it comes to that tuxedo.
Yes, sir.
Do I have to tie my own tie, or is it Paul Reed approved to have a pre-tied tie like when I was going to the prom as a 16-year-old? What do you
think? You know, that's a touchy subject with Paul Reed. Paul Reed is not a fan of pre-tied bow ties, but I know that there is people out there that cannot tie a regular tie, much less a bow tie. So we are going to give you the benefit of the doubt, and we are going to let you wear a pre-tied bow tie as long as it's not too loose and hanging off and it don't look like a costume. We want you to look nice, and we want you to look like you spent time on your appearance, not like you just jumped out of the truck and you ready to roll in here and have a good time.
All right, now, you've talked to the men, talked to the ladies. It's a 6 o'clock, we're still at a 6 o'clock wedding, right?
Okay,
what's
ladies.
What's the ladies wearing?
Ladies, now listen. Y'all know that y'all have got it a little more together than the men do. So we're going to give y'all a thumbs up on that. But I'm going to tell you this. If it is a 6 o'clock wedding, I personally think that it is still appropriate to wear a knee-length cocktail dress. I don't want to see you in no hoochie-coochie, short, riding up on the dance floor. We do not want to see the lights of glory when you bend over and down, getting down and dirty with your man.
Dropping it low.
When you dropping it low, we do not want to see the lights of glory. So, please make sure that it is the appropriate length. This is not the club. Once again, this is a religious ceremony. This is important. You were invited because they think a lot of you. We don't want them to think less of you because of what you showed up to in their wedding, what you were wearing at their wedding. So, let's keep it together. Let's put on a nice knee length. If you want to go the formal route and you want to wear, say, a longer gown, then by all means, just make sure it looks nice. I don't want to see anything coming out of the top of it. I don't want to see anything extra. We want to see you in your gown. We want to see you look nice. We don't want to see everything that the Lord has blessed you with.
Okay. What about a 7 p.m. wedding?
Okay. Now, a 7 o'clock wedding.
No, 6:30. What are we on 6:30?
Oh, you want to go? We were on 6 o'clock. Now, we're going to go to 6:30. Okay. All right, 6:30. Ladies, it's a long gown, and men, it's a tuxedo. There is no room for error there. There's no dark suit. We're not doing that. If you don't have a tuxedo, don't come. That's my philosophy. And that might sound crass, and people might say, but you know what? I'm going to tell you what. When my sister Carly got married, they had a 6:30 wedding at Christ Church Episcopal in Savannah, Georgia, and it was black tie, and it was beautiful. And we decided before we even had the invitation printed, she had a hand-engraved invitation, because you know
Thank
that is
you.
The only thing.
Thank you, Paul Reed.
That is Paul Reed approved. And before we had that hand-engraved invitation done, I said, Carly, we're not going to mess around with no black tie optional. If you don't have a tuxedo, we do not want you to come. I'm not being ugly, but I don't want you to feel out of place. And I don't want to have to look down the aisle and look at you crooked when I'm seating my mother at the most joyous day in my life. My sister finally found someone, you know. So, just, gentlemen, once again, Steinmart is your friend. Ladies, you are to wear a formal gown to the floor. if it's cold outside, you know, I tell y'all, it only has to be 60 degrees in Savannah for you to wear your mink. Put on your mink, honey. Because the next day, it might be 75 and you're going to wish you had wore your mink because it was the only time you got to wear it that season. So put on your little mink stole, your nice dress, and come with your little clutch. Ladies and gentlemen, while I'm speaking of a clutch, keep your cell phones off at a wedding. They hired a photographer. They did not need you to take the place of that. But that's part of being properly dressed. Keep your cell phones in your pocket. Don't turn on your cell phone and video the bride walking down the aisle. She paid an arm and a leg. Her daddy did. He paid an arm and a leg for that videographer to video. They did not need little Susie and Joe Blow to video for them.
Okay. And then is there a difference between a 7 and a 7:30 wedding?
7 o'clock and 7:30 is white tie. There is no difference in the time. If you are having a wedding after 7 o'clock, let me clarify. It is not black tie. It is white tie. And I know that y'all don't want to hear this, but it's the truth. I don't care what your groom says because he's all biggie and burly and says, you know, he's this manly man and he don't want to wear a penguin suit. Tell him it ain't his day. It's your day. You the bride. You gonna tell him what he wears. And you know what he ought to know by now? If he's marrying you, you gonna tell him what he's gonna wear for the rest of his life. That's just my philosophy. You know, so let's just go ahead and call a spade here. You are gonna wear tails, a pique vest, pique shirt, and tie, all white, and the tailcoat, and the pants are black. You are to wear white tie to a 7 o'clock wedding. If it does not say white tie on there, well, at least put on your tuxedo. But I feel like if you get married after 7 o'clock, and I might be old school, but the old school way a lot of time is the right way, you wear tails. Ladies, you wear a formal gown. You know, it's occurred to me that within men's formal wear, we have a lot more options based on time frames than ladies do. So men, this is the only time in your life where you have to be conscious of the different types of attire for the time frame. Ladies, y'all could go with a long skirt with a beautiful silk top or a dress and all that kind of stuff. It's either a skirt or a dress. Y'all don't have, well, it's this tuxedo or tails or a dinner jacket or something like that. Now, let me say this, gentlemen. If it's in the summertime, I do permit dinner jackets. I think there's nothing classier than an ivory dinner jacket for a man. I don't want to see a stark white polyester dinner jacket that you rented. You already graduated from Country Day. We don't need a redo. We do not need a redo of the stark white jacket. We do not want you to match the napkins and the tablecloth at the reception. We want you to go to John B. Rook, J. Parker, and get you a Jack Victor ivory dinner jacket with a silk collar. Okay? Now, I'm sure I could go on and on about what men should do and what ladies should do about attire. And if you have any questions, y'all feel free to ask me. I will go into more detail for you. But let's just do a quick recap, Eric.
5:30 suit. Dark suit for the gentleman. Cocktail dress, nice cocktail dress, appropriate length for the ladies.
Unless otherwise specified. If it says black tie optional, you can wear your tuxedo.
And it is black tie optional at 6, whether the invitation says it or not.
It's always black tie optional at 6 o'clock. But Paul Reed's rule is it's black tie.
6:30 is black tie.
Is black tie, no questions.
And that's a formal gown for the ladies.
That is a formal gown for the ladies. That is not cocktail.
7 p.m. and later, white tie.
Correct, Eric. I'm glad you are listening and pay attention. I hope all of y'all have been listening and paying attention so that you know what is the right thing to do. And lastly, I'm going to say this. I don't want to hear that, it was 90 degrees and I'm not wearing that. No. You are going to a church service and you are going to be dressed appropriately. Let me just ask y'all something. If I told y'all that y'all could sign up to go meet the Lord at the parking lot at the church, wouldn't you be dressed in your finest clothes, Eric?
I think so.
So why are you going to downplay it for these people that are getting married? Their parents have spent all this wonderful money that they worked hard for to put on this beautiful wedding for their children, and you're going to show up in your flip-flops.
Mm-mm.
If you have to wear flip-flops, stay at home. Wear the right thing. Gentlemen, wear socks with your tuxedo. I don't want to see your ankles in that pew when you're kneeling for communion. I want you to go to the Lord's altar with socks on.
Okay. So, I think that's going to wrap up the second episode of Honestly with Paul Reed. Any last parting shots?
You know what? I just remembered, Eric. I do have one last parting thing that I need to tell y'all that a dear friend of mine, Sarah Cox, asked me to address. Ladies and gentlemen, when you receive your invitation in the mail, and I'm going to use myself for example, if the invitation said Mr. Paul Martin Reed, that means that I am the only one invited to that wedding. I did not get a plus one. If the invitation says Mr. Paul Martin Reed and guest, it means that I am able to invite a guest to join me. I am able to take my date with me, and I will respond appropriately on the enclosed response card, letting the bride's family know that I am bringing a guest. That is just one more tip for weddings that I need to include, because so many people show up nowadays with little Sally from the church, like I talked about yesterday. I know poor Sally. She doesn't get to go to a lot, but you know, there's just time and place for her to come, and this was not it.
Well, Paul, I think we are going to wrap up this episode. Thank you so much for sharing some of your insight. Everybody, please continue to leave comments. Let us know what you do like and what you don't like. Any ideas on further topics, we will definitely try to address those as quickly as possible. Until next time, Paul Reed, I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will be back with you soon. Honestly with Paul Reed is sponsored by Financial Architects of the Low Country, proudly serving the families and businesses of Savannah since 2010.
Okay, now, hello. Now, darling, let me just tell you something.
Coming to you from Savannah, Georgia, the man who has more rules than Moses, this is Honestly with Paul Reed.